And while this treatise of the law was being delivered, 12 kotis of Nayutas of beings obtained the pure and spotless eye of the law with regard to laws. 2400,000 Nayutas of kotis of beings obtained the anagamin reward. 800 bhikshus had their thoughts delivered from faults, so as to cling no more to anything. 25 kotis of bodhisattvas obtained resignation to things to come, and by 40,000 Nayutas of kotis of the human and divine race, thoughts such as had never risen before were turned toward the highest perfect knowledge, and their stocks of merit were made to grow toward their being born in the world Sukhavati, from a desire to see the Tathagata, the blessed Amitabha. And all of them, having been born there, will in proper order be born in other worlds, as Tathagatas, called Manjushvara. And 80 kotis of Nayutas, having acquired resignation under the Tathagata Dipankara, never turning back again from the highest perfect knowledge, rendered perfect by the Tathagata Amitayus, practicing the duties of former bodhisattvas, will carry out, after they are born in the world Sukhavati, the duties enjoined in the former pranidhanas or prayers. At that time, this universe, the 3 millions of worlds, trembled in 6 ways, and various miracles were seen. On earth, everything was perfect, and human as divine instruments were played, and the shout of joy was heard as far as the world of the Akanistas. Thus spoke the Bhagavat enraptured, and the noble-minded Bodhisattva Ajita, and the blessed Ananda, the whole assembly, and the world, with gods, men, spirits, mighty birds, and fairies, applauded the speech of the Bhagavat. The praise of the beauty of the excellences of Sukhavati, the country of the blessed Amitabha, the Tathagata, the entry of the Bodhisattva on the stage of never returning, the story of Amitabha, the Mahayana Sutra of the description of Sukhavati is finished.